We continue our learning. The Nishmas Davi b'Menachemus Shemcham Yaakov b'Pirchas Aliyah. We are in Adios Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Imkain Lama Mazkirin Divrei Hayochid Bein Hamarubin Levatola. So one explanation for this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda is asking the same question as the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah asked Lama Mazkirin Divrei Hayochid Bein Hamarubin. Ho will Bein Havachel Kidvei Hamarubin. If you remember, we asked why do we mention the minority opinion amongst the majority opinion, since we don't follow the minority opinion anyway. So we spoke about if Beis Din would decide like the minority opinion, and then you would need another Beis Din to overturn. It could only overturn if it's grodo b'men m'chochma over minyan. Rabbi is asking the same question. And if he is asking the same question, then the word levatala really is not the correct word. The word levatalan is the last word, and it's not part of the question. It's actually the answer. And therefore, we read the Mishnah like this. Rabbi gives another answer to the question of the previous Mishnah. Why then do we mention the minority opinion amongst the majority opinion if we follow the majority opinion? So he says the answer is not about a Beis Din, Gadol B'Minyan, overturning, etc. It's the following. Is Livat Lun? That's the answer. So that we know which opinion we're supposed to dismiss. We mention the Divrei Hayachid for no other reason than to dismiss that opinion. You know, if anyone should think of that opinion, we should realize that that opinion has been rejected. And that's where you mention it. Livat Lun, that's the answer. And therefore the Mishnah says, Shem Yomar Ha'adam Kach Ani Mekubal, if a person says, oh, I have a tradition that this is the halacha, so Yomar Lo, Kedivrei Ish Ploni Shamata, happen to have heard like the opinion of this particular person, but since it's been dismissed, the majority disagree with it, we don't follow that minority opinion. So that is one way to read the Mishnah. However, others read the Mishnah, the simple reading, which is the word of the Vatala. It's not Levatalan, it's Levatala, and it's part of the question. And what follows is the answer. Rabbi Yehuda is asking, Imkain, Lama Mazkirin and Divrei Hayochid Bein Hamarubin Levatala. Levatala is part of the question, and the Mishnah is asking. It's asking on the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda has a problem with the previous Mishnah because the previous Mishnah says the reason why we mention a opinion of a Yachid, a minority opinion in the Mishnayos, is because there's a possibility that Beis Din may rule like that opinion and they have the right to do so, and then we speak about overturning that ruling. So, but what he's asking is like this. There are times where there's a minority opinion that we would never follow. And we would always dismiss. And that what he's asking is, Lama maskin divrei hayachid bein hamarubin levatala. If it's a case where the divrei hayachid would have to be rejected, what do you mean it would have to be rejected? Where, let's say, for example, the prohibition of the majority opinion has been now is amongst all of Klal Yisrael, has spread amongst Am Yisrael. And there, we would never follow the minority opinion, let's say that's lenient, even based on that's Gadol B'Chochma V'Minyan, you cannot overturn that what has become, what has spread throughout Am Yisrael to be the Minhag, to be the Halacha. So in a case where there's a Divrei Hayochid that we would never follow, now Rabbi Yehuda is asking, why would we mention that opinion? Based on the previous Mishnah, that opinion should never have been brought in the Mishnayos. And yet there are times where we have a Divrei Hayochid, we have a minority opinion, against the majority opinion where that majority opinion has been accepted by all of Am Yisrael, and we would never overturn that opinion. So that's what the Mishnah is asking, why would we mention that minority opinion in such a case? And the answer is, Shem Yomar Ha'adam, Kach ani mekubal. If someone says, "Oh, I have a tradition to follow this minority opinion," Yom Allah, you would say, "Kidevi ish ploni shamata." You heard this in the name of this particular person. And we don't follow that person. And we want to mention it so that people realize that that opinion has completely been dismissed, and therefore there is value in mentioning it in the Mishnayos. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin speaks about the halachos of Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel, we'll learn in Maseches Taros, and it's based on the Pesukim in Parshas Chukas, where we have different types of Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace, you can become Tumei Mace by touching the mace, by carrying the mace, even if you're not touching the mace, or banging the same, where you're under the same cover, the same roof as the mace, that's Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel is the most lenient of all, which means that not all the where cases where someone could become Tumei Bimaga over Masa touching a mace or carrying the mace, you wouldn't necessarily become Tamei Ba'olel. And that's what the Mishnah is discussing over here. Beishamei Omrim Rova Atzamos Min Hatzamim Bein Mishnayim Bein Ishlosha. Says Beishamei, there is Tumas Ohel if you have a Rova HaKav. A Kav, we mentioned a Kav in the past. That's a certain amount of mesh when we spoke about Challah. So if you have that Rova HaKav worth of bones, and it could be of a dead body, and it could be Bein Hatzamim, which means you have their bones of different mesim, their multiple bodies. So that what makes up the rova, that measure, that rova hakav, that quarter of a kav worth of bones, is not from one body, one corpse, but rather from two or three or more. So the Rabbi Shammai says, even though they're not coming from the same body, they are metami ba'ohel. If a person is in that ohel where that amount of bones, rova hakav of bones, is underneath the roof, so everything, the people and the kelim in that room will become tummy, even though they're not touching it. If it's less than a rova hakav, so then you won't become tummy ba'ohel, but nonetheless, if you touch them, you will become tummy b'maga, and if you carry them without touching them, you'd be tummy b'masa. Just tumas ohel needs a quarter of a kav of atzamas. And Beis Shammai is mechadesh that can be true. That's a chumrah. That it's tummy ba'ohel, even if that rova hakav measure of bones is coming from multiple bodies. Uveis Hillel omrim rova atzamos min hagaviyah. Beis Hillel says the rova atzamos, the quarter of a kav of atzamos, in order to be tummy ba'ohel, has to become from one goof, one body. If it's from two or three bodies that now make up that rova hakav, so then that's not going to be metame ba'olel. And then the Mishnah says, meirov binyan o meirov haminyan. So what Beis Hillel is coming to point out is there is a case where you can have tuma from multiple bodies, but they'll only be metame if you have a lot more bones than a rova hakav. Well, how much do you need? How many bones do you need in order for a person to become tame ba'ohel, if you're in the same room as those bones, if they're coming from multiple mesim? According to Beis Hillel, a rova hakav is not enough, so what would you need? So he says either rov binyan or rov binyan. What's rov binyan? Means the skeleton. Rov of the skeleton. What's rov of the skeleton? So we assume that the binyan, the major part of the skeleton, are the two thighs, the two femurs, the two shokayim, are the two calves, the two tibias, so two tibias and two femurs, so, and the tzlaos, which are the ribs, and the shejer, which is the spine. So that's considered the binyan, the building of the body. And what would be rove of that? Rove of that, we assume, is two tibias, two calves, and one yarech and one thigh, one femur. So if you have two calves and one thigh, that's considered already rove binyan. Remember that the full binyan is two calves, two thighs, the skeleton, the spine, and the ribs. Just having two shokayim, two calves, and one thigh is considered already rove binyan. So if you had two calves and one thigh, let's say, or certainly more, from multiple bodies, then Beis Hillel said that amount of bones underneath the roof would make someone tamei mace. That's rove binyan. What's rove binyan? A majority of the number. So we have a tradition that there are 248 limbs in the body. We have 248 bones in the body. We assume science believes there are 206 bones in the body, but we can figure that out somehow, how that works out, how you get 248 from 206. But what the Mishnah is teaching us is, if you have rove minyan, if you have 125 bones, that's considered a majority of the bones of the body. So if you have that, Beis Hillel would agree, then there would be tumas ohel. 125 bones of the body, even though they're from multiple bodies, would be metame a person be'ohel. That's what the Mishnah means when it says meirov binyan or meirov minyan. You don't need both, you need one or the other. Shammai omer afilu me'etzem echad. Now, it's important to note that the several Mishnayos that follow all are going to have a case where you have Beis Shammai, the Academy of Shammai, Beis Shammai School, arguing on Shammai. So we'll see that several Mishnayos will do that. And here's one. This is the first example where Shammai disagrees and says, "Afilu me'etzem echad." In what way is Shammai disagreeing what we said before? So what we said above, let's take Beis Hillel's opinion. Beis Hillel's opinion was that you need, if you want Tumas Oel, Rova HaKav is not enough if it's for multiple bodies. But if you have Rov Binyan or Rov Minyan, so then it's Metame Ba'Oel. But when we say that, this is all true if it's coming from multiple bones. Shammai says, Afilu me'etzem achad, even from one bone. So let's go back to Beis Shammai's opinion. Then we'll understand Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai says you need a Rova HaKav even for multiple bones. And Beis Hillel says a Rova HaKav is only Tamei Ba'Ohel if you have it from one body. You have it from one body, a Rova HaKav. And then Beis Hillel says, but there's Tumas Ohel even for multiple bodies if you have Rov Binyan, Rov Binyan. But in terms of a Rova HaKav, Beis Hillel agrees they have a Rova HaKav worth of Atzamos, that is going to be Metameh. And that's as long as it's from one body. But with the following proviso, and that is that it has to be where it's multiple bones from the same body. At least more than one bone, at least two bones. That Rova HaKav has to be made up of at least two or more bones from that same body. And Beis Shammai also agrees that when you have it has to be multiple bones as well. Can even be multiple bones from different bodies. Till says it has to be multiple bones from that same body. But let's say you have a rova of a kav. It's a very large bone. Femur is the largest bone in the body. Let's say, and that is so large that it's a rova hakav in and of itself. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would hold that it's not Tamei Ba'Ohel, because it's a Rova HaKav from one bone. No, you need Atzamos in plural. Well, if from one body, two bodies, that's a multiple, that's a Machlokas. Shammai Omer Afilu Me'etzem Echad. He says, a Rova HaKav worth of bone is even enough to be Tamei Ba'Ohel, even if it's from one bone from the body, that would be sufficient.